Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond on this nice, lovely, perfect day. The only thing more perfect, of course, is if we were getting some nice rain. But other than that, we'll take what we get, whether we like it or not. Today, I'd like to talk about your body temperature. Have you been any place where you've been getting your temperature taken? Probably more than you have for years and years. Well, if we have thought about and have been told that the normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe we need to think about that again, because normal or average may not be what your temperature should be expected to be. Be close, but maybe not exactly 98.6, and there's nothing wrong with you. But if there's a difference, it usually is lower for your normal temperature rather than higher. So let's take a look at what makes it change and why there are some differences. Well, first of all, your body is adapting its temperature in response to environmental conditions. You would expect your body temperature goes up when you exercise. Yes, that's true. And if you check your temperature in the late afternoon and evening, it will be higher than the first thing in the morning. Maybe you didn't know that. That's according to Mayo Clinic. So all of this information has reviewed by a physician, but much of it comes from the Mayo Clinic. And, of course, when we talk about that temperature, 98.6 and whatever your normal is close to that, remember that babies and young children have a higher body temperature than older kids and adults because the surface area of their bodies is larger relative to their weight and their metabolism is more active. So newborns typically have an average body temperature of a 99.5. So we're not talking about big differences, but it doesn't take much difference to say, hey, we'd be better take a look at what's going on. So one of the things, of course, all of this information is coming to you because of the COVID-19 and all of the things that are going on. So what body temperature should you look out for with the coronavirus? Well, of course, they've decided that having a fever is one of those symptoms that might tell you that that's what you have. So if you think you've been exposed, you might want to take your temperature twice daily to see if you have a fever. And the CDC defines a fever as 100.4 degrees or higher. So, you know, if you don't know what your normal is, it's a little difficult to decide if that's high for you. But that would be high for most everybody. 98.6, remember, is what most people's normal average temperature is. So CDC defines a fever as 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. And most of the rest of this information that I'm talking about is for adults. But remember that children at various ages may be different than that. So if you have that higher body temperature or any other symptoms, and there's quite a long list, you might want to get tested. And now that's much easier to do. You don't have to travel far to get a test because you can do it right at the hospital in Atlantic. So make a call if you think you've been exposed, if your temperature's higher than it should be. And by the way, do you have a thermometer at home? I haven't had one for quite a while, I must admit. So there may be some other cause, but it's one of those things that's being checked and a really important step in terms of what's our pandemic that's going on and continues to go on. That virus is not going away. So let's go back to just other information about body temperature. The test is if you have a fever. So what is a fever? Well, a fever is a temporary increase in your body temperature, often caused by an illness, maybe various kinds. And along with that, you may have chills and shivering, or sweating or headache, muscle aches, loss of appetite, irritability, dehydration, and general weakness, and maybe some other things that go with a fever in your case. So usually if you have a fever, there's something else that you're going to be feeling that's not quite right. For adults, a body temperature of 103 degrees or higher is a big cause for concern and warrants a call to the doctor. If it's 100, generally, when it's not pandemic time, it's just like be sure you're drinking enough water and taking care of yourself in general. Also, though, call your doctor. Along with the fever, you have a severe headache or unusual skin rash, unusual sensitivity to bright light, stiff neck and pain when you bend your head forward, mental confusion, persistent vomiting, difficulty breathing or chest pain, abdominal pain or pain when urinating, or convulsions or seizures. All of those things that are unusual for you probably means that you need to take the next step for your care. Well, one of the first things that a lot of us do if we have a fever is we want to get rid of it, and so we might take something like Tylenol or Advil or Motrin, but fever actually is helpful. And so sometimes it's better not to treat that fever, according to Mayo Clinic. This is because a fever seems to play an important role in helping your body fight off infections. Now, if it's, you know, you've had a temperature for a while and you have some other symptoms, you, of course, may want to see if there's something else that you need to do. But perhaps, just in ordinary times, and you have a fever, you may not need to do anything about it. Well, here are some other things about temperature. This one, of course, I found really interesting. If it seems like you're always cold, even during the dog days of summer, it could be your age. Studies show that as we age, our average body temperature declines slightly. And a study published in the Journal of Clinical Nursing that measured the body temperature of 133 nursing home residents found that the body temperature was below average in those 65 to 74 years old, even lower in people 75 to 84, and lowest among those older than 85, some of whom had a low body temperature of 93.5. Remember, the normal we're looking at is 98.6. And that was normal for them. So this is important to know because as seniors, you may actually be running a fever at a lower temperature, not that 100. Maybe it's a little lower than that and you really do have a fever. Well, men and women have different body temperatures. This is not necessarily the what says on the thermometer, but you know, you've heard that cold hands, warm heart. In a study that it was found that the woman's core body temperature on the average is 0.4 degrees higher than men's, but women's hands are 2.0 degrees colder than men's on average. Not sure how you're going to use that, but it is interesting that studies have been done and there is a difference. Something else that can make a change is telling a lie. Can change the temperature to change. Fibbing won't cause your nose to grow older, but it will make it colder. So in this study, they found that using thermal imaging to demonstrate that the anxiety brought on by a lie causes the temperature of the nose to decrease and the areas around the forehead to increase. You perhaps have even seen some of that on, you know, some TV shows. Some detectives and so on are showing body imaging and how those temperatures might help tell if somebody is lying. Also, you might want to know that a cold heart can protect your brain. That is, if a heart is stopped, the healthcare providers use cooling devices to lower the patient's body temperature to around 89 to 90 degrees. Lowering the body temperature right after cardiac arrest can reduce damage to the brain and raises the chances that the person will recover. Lots of things that happen with our body temperatures. And by the way, if you like that really hot pepper, well, that will certainly increase your inner temperature, no matter what it does to your outer temperature. So temperature makes a difference. What's yours today, do you think? Until next time, just remember only you can decide and take action of taking care of yourself.